Wah bam bloom bam blam bam bam to the boot. Oh root. To the boot. Oh root. To the boot. Oh root. To the boot.
Welcome to our podcast, and we will be glad that you enjoy listening to it till the end. We picked up studying abroad as our topic. What is it for university students? Now, let's start. This program is directed by Mao, Manami, Yuki, and Kohei. Hi, this is Kohei. Summer vacation has started. How are you going to spend summer vacation? Will you stay at your home? Have a part-time job? Concentrate on your hobbies? And go to travel or start something new? Some students of British and American cultural studies have a plan for going to abroad this summer. I guess some people who are listening to the podcast are also interested in foreign countries. However, despite they want to go to study abroad, are there any people who get nervous at it? So, we will show one conversation between students of our department. They talk about studying abroad. Then, let's look at it after the jingle.
Hey guys, please help me. One of my friends thinks about going abroad to study English.
It's nice.
Yeah. She wants to study English somewhere. I don't know. But she cannot decide to go abroad because it will be for the first time for her. She worries about staying abroad by herself. I want to give her advice, but I don't know what can I to say her.
Okay.
So please give me advice. Do you have any idea?
I think going to abroad is one of the best way to improve English. We can study English in Japan, but community language is Japanese, so it is more difficult than going to foreign countries. If she really wants to improve her English, I recommend her to go to abroad. In addition, if she goes to study abroad, she gets something new except English skills. You know how I've been to foreign country, so you know about these things more than me. Could you tell me your experiences?
Actually, I agree with Kohei's idea. And I have ever been to Canada to study English. And I think going abroad or studying abroad is good for us. It is a good experience for me. When I stayed in Canada, I could many experience, but it's not only study English. I could experience many things. For example, making friends or talk with native speaker or international student of my classmate. And I could be independent. When I was in Canada, I stayed at dormitory. So I had to do everything by myself, like cleaning or washing. So studying abroad or staying abroad is very attractive or useful for us. Yeah. So I think it's good. How about you? Do you have any idea, Yuki?
Yes, and I agree with you, of course, and I also think that it is a good opportunity to overcome one's weakness. In my case, before studying abroad, I was a really shy person, like cannot tell my opinion strongly or be friendly to everyone. However, while I stayed in Canada, there are many things which I should be strong. For example, I have many Saudi Arabian students in my class. You know, Saudi Arabian has really strong opinion. They have confidence, really. And they push it. But also, I have to have my opinion and tell them. At first, it was really hard for me, but gradually my personality was getting to be strong.
That's great.
Thank you.
Keep going.
So I thought it was a good opportunity to reconsider myself and improve it. So I really recommend your friend to stay another country to experience many things.
Thank you.
And how about Manami? I know you have been U.S. for a long time.
Yeah, I did. I studied abroad for 9 months. I also think, like, I can agree with you guys. It's when I was in the U.S., I have learned a lot of things. Okay, I'm gonna tell my one of the good experience. When I went to study abroad, I got many friends who came from the another country and including the, of course, American people, and I felt like cultural differences a lot. I thought I was really typical Japanese, like always. I didn't think I was a typical Japanese before I started studying abroad. But when I met my friend, like foreign country people, I felt like a lot of cultural difference. When I talk with my friend, she always told about family or boyfriend or friends. She always expressed, like, she always respected them, like, I love him or I love my family. When I was on Mother's Day, everybody like appreciates the family. I think it's really good culture. Yeah. I think, and but if I think, like, even though I think I'm really appreciate my mom, but I always don't say like thank you so much, or even though she always do her sleep or really good working well, but I always didn't express what I thought from my mind. So I think that it's really good to express to my friend or like who I like or it's really good. So, and I got like the cultural differences, it's really good experience for me. So if your friend study abroad, I think she can get like really good experience, like cultural difference.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not good, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think it's better for you, your friend. So I recommend to study abroad to get experience. But if I think to study just English, I think your friend can study English in Japan as well. So I don't recommend to just study English so much. What do you think of that? Do you have any idea?
In Japan, we... I think we can study English in Japan, not only abroad.
Yeah.
For example, at Chūkyō University, there are many native speaker, teacher or student. So if we want to talk with them, we can do it.
Yeah.
And if we study grammar or speaking skill, we can take many classes who is sometimes the class teacher, native speaker, Japanese teacher, but we have opportunity to study English at the university. I think. How about you, Kohei? Do you have any idea?
I have never been to study abroad, so I have studied English since I was junior high school student. I didn't have unusual experiences, although AET, native English speakers, worked at my high school. I had their class a few times a year. Then I mainly read textbooks that have several stories and practice of grammar and words. So after I entered Chūkyō University, I was surprised at its environment because I never thought that there is such a class in the university. And almost all classmates had said they had been to study abroad. In Japan, we can't have opportunity to talk with English speakers, but we can study English. While studying English, we can get new vocabulary, correct words, and grammar. This knowledge would help us for future.
So you think, you mean like you also can study English in Japan too, right?
Yes, of course.
I think I also agree with you, like we can study English in Japan as well as US or like another country.
Yeah.
If we really wanna study English seriously, we can do whatever we want. I think if we, like, even though we don't have any class, like, especially in summer break, if we really want to study English, like, you can just study. You can review or you can watch the English movie or you can keep like practicing. So I don't think we don't have any opportunity to study English. And I think the one of the good way to stay in Japan is to study a lot of or to get experience any other at the another country, like I think if I was staying in Japan, I was going to do working a lot of part-time job a lot, or if I wanna do internship. So it's also gonna really useful in my future, yeah. or to get out of experience to serve the customer, or yeah. like we can learn from the Japanese society
yeah.
also.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Yes.
So also we can learn like any another mm-hmm. like English or society mm-hmm. or because we gonna do job hunting mm-hmm. soon, so it's really good practice
yeah.
for yes. our future. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
I think
yeah, if yeah. we stay in Japan,
mm-hmm.
there are many things we can do in Japan.
Yeah.
Of course we can study English.
Yeah, I think so. You have any idea, Yuki?
Yes. As Mount told us, Chugyo University has a lot of opportunity to study mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Chugyo University has a lot of lectures and guidance mm-hmm. for getting license or qualification or improving our skills. Mm-hmm. When I was in Canada, there was an airline guidance for students who are really interested in airline or other service industry.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Yeah. I'm interested in service industry, so
mm-hmm.
I'm really wanted to participate in the guidance,
mm-hmm.
But of course I couldn't. So yeah. I envied my friend who could take it, so yeah, as you guys told me, we can study English anywhere we want. In Japan, mm-hmm. of course,
yeah.
we can. And in Canada, in US, in other countries, why not? We can too. So it is one of the way to choose to stay here and to study other yeah. thing.
It is just a little one of the way
yeah.
to just study or learn.
Yeah.
Mm. It's great.
I think so.
So I don't think just only way to study English is going to study abroad.
Yeah, I think.
So just I want to tell your friend who want to get advice, like you can do it whatever, whenever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Even though your friend go study abroad somewhere, but we are not sure to study, to be able to speak.
Uh-huh.
Or
I see.
Everything just up to you. I think so. So
yeah.
Mm.
I agree with you.
Yeah. If we really, really want to study English, we can do yeah. it in Japan. So
yeah, everything. We have a lot of choice.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's just the only way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for your advice.
Yeah.
I'll tell her your idea.
Yeah, or I thinking. Think those advice is going to be helpful.
Yeah, I hope.
Mm.
Hi, this is Gohei. How was this conversation? There are various opinions. One student says that you cannot get only English skills, but also many experiences. Another student said that Japan has enough facilities that you can improve your English. Maybe you saw the same things, or you were surprised at different opinions from what you thought. Actually, I joined that conversation. So you see, I have never been to abroad. The girls have great experiences and they consider many things. I was also impressed and my image was changed a little. Of course, that conversation is one of the examples to let you know what studying abroad is. Chugyo University has many students. You will meet new friends who have other opinions. it is you that decide what you do finally. Think about studying abroad again during this summer vacation. This program is nearly going to the end. The time has passed earlier than I thought. We hope you could gain something new as an advice from our podcast. Finally, let me inform of Aigo Daily. It has many contents that gather your attention. We are always waiting for you to come to this website again. And don't forget to listen to other podcasts. You must be interested in them. It is just time to end. Thank you for your listening. Have a nice summer vacation. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her.